So this is our second part of our two-part episode where we discuss the third of Khordad, which is a date in the solar Persian calendar, of course, which corresponds with the liberation of Khurram Shahr, which occurred during the 8-year-long imposed war upon the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is known as the Sacred Defense. Now, the first episode was a really good backdrop and had a good bunch of information, background style, but this episode is where the rubber meets the road. And well, the rubber meets the road. Now, one of the super interesting things that you will learn in this very cool episode of Keeping It Real was the fact that the collective West gave or sold or gifted chemical weapons or the means to make chemical weapons to the Savage Wolf during the 8-year-long imposed war. And of course, as all went according to plan, because the plan was made by the people making the plan, the Savage Wolf went ahead and used those chemical weapons on innocent civilians, both in Iraq and in Iran. Shame on you, Collective West, shame on you. Now, I mean, that is just totally messed up to the point of disgusting. How do you give or gift or sell chemical weapons or the things necessary to build chemical weapons to somebody as loco, aka crazy, as the Savage Wolf? I mean, aren't you guys like the supporters of democracy and freedom and human rights and, you know, even animal rights? So, I mean, it comes down to this. It shows you clearly that these arrogant diablos, they just do not care about the Muslims or the Muslim world. And by the way, just to let you know, after their humiliating loss, the Collective West and the Savage Wolf, in the 8-year-long imposed war upon the Islamic Republic of Iran, it is the Islamic Republic of Iran that is stronger than ever before, and everybody else is just eating their dust. And hey, go ahead, enjoy the episode. It was a good one. And don't forget, yip, yip. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. Previously, we had started talking about the Savage Wolf, the Sacred Defense, and some heartless ringleaders. We talked about the Savage Wolf and Sodom, also known as the Loco, the Savage Wolf. We also talked about the beginning of the Sacred Defense, which is from 1980 until 1988. Please refer and watch the previous episode for more information. Anyway, so now we had already talked about how the Sacred Defense had started, right? It was one of the probably the only modern war in which chemical weapons were used on a massive scale, especially against civilians and non-military targets, right? So what happens is, as we, you know, said in the previous episode, right, the Western masters go whoosh, 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 and then the Savage Wolf goes yip, yip. It was funny, we had to do it again. He goes yip, yip, right, and he attacks the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, for the first 2 years of this war, you know, the Savage Wolf made some territorial gains into the Islamic Republic of Iran, but we find that for the next 6 years, it was the Islamic Republic that was on the offensive. That means booyah! They were slapping Sodom left and right, and they're just like, well, does, then does. Yeah, both cheeks, does, right? And then it's like, you know, the Islamic Republic was like, you know, get out of here, you stupid Western poop. Hey, get, go, yee. So this yeep, Savage yeep, Wolf yeep. Was so savage that he used chemical weapons on his own people, right? especially the Shias in the south of the country, the Kurds in the north of the country. He used chemical weapons on his own people, on his own brothers and sisters, his own, you know, Hamkishwar, the people from his own country, right? And you guess where he got the chemical weapons from. He got them from the West, including America and Germany. And now, by the way, I think a little detail is necessary here for the brothers and sisters to know exactly what was going down with these chemical weapons. So according to Iraqi governmental documents, assistance in developing chemical weapons was provided by multiple countries, including but not limited to the United States, West Germany, the Netherlands, France, and the United Kingdom. Man, I can't remember this list. That's a long sentence. And according to other reports, we add to the list of those who helped in assisting the development of chemical weapons to Sodom and the Savage Wolf was the Dutch, Australia, West and East Germany, Italy, and France. And companies from these countries were involved in exporting raw materials which could be used in chemical weapons manufacturing. It's all the West is what I'm trying to say. After listing all these countries, it was all the West, the United States, East and West Germany, the Netherlands, France, United Kingdom, Dutch. I don't know what Dutch. Dutch is Holland or Netherlands is one of these two guys. It confuses me. Now, this Savage Wolf massacred hundreds of thousands of people. And I hope you're listening closely. Hundreds of thousands of people he killed and he massacred, including hundreds of thousands of Shias all over the country, but most especially in the south of Iraq. He massacred hundreds of thousands of Kurds, you know, who were primarily in the north of the country. He massacred, you know, Sunnis, Shias. It didn't matter. He did whatever he had to for power. And keep in mind, this is all, you know, with the okay of the Western world, who didn't have a problem with this guy doing all this stuff, you know, throughout all these years. And it was so sickening that he even started to murder noble religious scholars, such as Shaheed Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr, Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr, and even his honorable sister, Shahida bint al-Huda al-Sadr. I mean, to be honest with you, this kind of death and destruction and chaos and murder, just without any kind of constraints, really makes me sick. Hey, really, you really need to pause, man. It's like the guy's killing hundreds of thousands of people and nobody has a problem with this, you know? Like always, you know? Like. And so now we are keeping it real. We are going to show you who are these some heartless ringleaders who actually instigated, supported, financed, and helped this savage wolf to attack the noble sheep. As if you can't already guess who these guys are. It was the blatant support of Arab countries such as Saudi Arabia and the UAE and Kuwait, just to name a few, and of course Western powers such as the United States of America, the UK, France, even China and the Soviet Union. In total, there was 50 plus countries who supported, helped, financed directly or indirectly, one way or the other, the Savage Wolf into committing the massacres against the Islamic Republic, huh? By the Savage Wolf, if that was a complete sentence. Okay, and so not only, and so what else did these, I might have not mentioned Germany. Germany is included here. But anyways, there was 50 plus countries who did all these things. And some of the other things that they did, right, is they actually provided funding. There was over $70 billion that were given in loans to the Savage Wolf to be able to attack the Islamic Republic for 8 years. They provided weapons, they provided ammunition, they provided strategic intelligence, right? For 8 long years, they provided oil, they provided, I mean, you name it, they gave the Savage Wolf what he needed to murder and kill and destroy the newly founded Islamic Republic. This coalition of countries also provided dual-use chemical and biological weapons and the raw materials for biological and chemical weapons to the Savage Wolf to end up using against innocent civilians, whether they were inside Iraq or they were against the Islamic Republic. It's crazy. If you go and you do some of the research, you will find that the chemical weapons that the Savage Wolf used still have repercussions among the population of the Iranians who were in the war and among the population of the Iraqis. And who sold them? The Western world sold them to the Savage Wolf. And so these guys are the heartless ringleaders. Heartless because they have no heart. Ringleaders because they're the ones going, whoosh, you know, whoosh. And then the Savage Wolf is going, yip, yip, you know,
yip, yip, yip.
It's about time that these people answer for the crimes that they have committed, and to be really honest with you, you know? And all the while, the Islamic Republic did not even have, they didn't even have the capability to make their own barbed wire. You know, barbed wire is that thing that goes like this and has these little things so people don't, like, you know, come over your house wall or something. They didn't even have the capabilities to manufacture barbed wire. And all of a sudden, fast forward to 2022 or at least the last few years, and it's like, wait a minute, you can't have missiles to defend yourselves, you know, because we don't want the Islamic Republic to have defense capabilities when we want to attack. Cut. The blatant disregard of international law, international borders, human rights, right, cases, everything was totally ignored by the world in general, more so the Western world and their, you know, Arabian poupées, right? All in order that Saddam the Savage Wolf could win in this 8-year-long war against the Islamic Republic of Iran. They still couldn't. They still lost, humiliating. Right? Uh-huh. Oh, and you know what's even crazier? During this time, the Savage Wolf was removed from America's very own state sponsors of terrorism. So Saddam's Iraq was in the state sponsors of terrorism list of the United States of America. Long sentence. And when they saw that, okay, you know, we kind of need to help this guy out because he's a loser and he's losing, they took him off the state sponsors of terrorism list. And I have a quote here from the Assistant Secretary of Defense. Yeah, he's the United States, former United States Assistant Secretary of Defense, Noel Koch. He says, "No one had any doubts about the Iraqis' continued involvement in terrorism. The real reason was to help them succeed in the war against Iran." So they knew that they were involved in terrorism, but the only reason they helped him was in order to win in the war against Iran. That's just real, real cheap. And, you know, as a final note on the final end of this episode of The Savage Wolf, The Sacred Defense, and Some Heartless Ringleaders, we want to give you a, you know, a update, FYI, BTW, whatever happened, excuse me, to all these guys. Well, the Savage Wolf was found in a hole underneath the ground, looking like a hobo, and then he was hung to death like a rat. The Heartless Ringleaders are today weaker and more broken than they ever were before in history. They won't be able to be ringleaders from now on. And the Sacred Defense has turned into the Sacred Offense. No, I'm just kidding. But it has turned into the Sacred Offense. So bad guys, wherever you are, watch out. Just watch out. Okay. Hey, we're just keeping it real. Yaar, can you check this? Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr? The third, repeat, for the start again. Left and right, right? I love American people. I love every kind of people. I love, you know, Afghanistan people. I love Pakistan people. I love China people. I love Russia people. I love Ukraine people. You know, we love people. We just want to give guidance to people. You know, just take it easy. Relax, man. Stop freaking out. It's like, we're just keeping it real. The pen is mightier than the sword. Urdu is a good language, yeah. Kya hal hai, bhai? That's American Urdu. Kya hal hai, bhai? Kahan ja rahe ho? Oh, we got some Spanish fans. Muchas gracias. Hasta el episodio que viene. Mis hermanos y hermanas del mundo hispanohablante. Te quiero mucho. Muchos episodios. Stay tuned. That's American Spanish. Stay tuned for more episodios.